short story out of history for you. In 1853, a steamship named the Winfield Scott ran aground near the Channel Islands, which are off the coast of California. Unfortunately, when the ship landed, so did a certain number of foreign species that reproduced very quickly there and started eating the eggs of native birds and reptiles. That species was the black rat. In 2001, the National Park Service began fighting the rats with poison. But members of a fringe environmental group responded by trying to scatter vitamin K pills, which is an antidote to the poison the Park Service was using. That real-life battle between environmentalists and scientists and the animals that are caught between them, that's at the center of T.C. Boyle's newest novel, When the Killing's Done. Boyle's written a dozen novels. He's won the Penn Faulkner Award, and he joins us now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, you could have chosen a much easier subject matter to write about. I mean, it's hard to get people to interested in environmentalists in issues.
Yeah, it's true. The reason that we love the environment is because we love animals. But the reason we hate environmentalism is because after we see the clip of the beautiful little duck, then we learn that it'll be extinct next week. So I'm looking at it in a slightly different way.
Well, and the way that you look at it is your two main characters who are opponents— enemies. One is a woman that works for the National Park Service, and she is the kind of the press person for the National Park Service, helping to lead this effort to exterminate the rats, an invasive species.
Yes.
And then after that, exterminate the pigs, who are an invasive species imported on Santa Cruz Island. The other main character is an environmental extremist.
Yes, indeed.
And he happens to have the free time in his hand to make himself a real nuisance to the Park Service.
Exactly. So, I should tell you, you know, everybody has little clippings on their refrigerator.
Yeah.
On my refrigerator, there's an old yellowed clipping from our local paper in Santa Barbara, where I live. And it says, eagles arrive as pigs die. This is the headline. Eagles arrive as pigs die. So, all of this was run through the press over and over. And it was such an absurd concatenation of events that I decided to go out to the islands and find out what was going on. So what's going on is, as you point out, some species arrive, like the rats with the wreck of the Winfield Scott, and other species have to be removed in order to protect the ones that live there. But once you take something out or put something in, it causes this catastrophic series of events. And that's what I'm writing about. I mean, it's absurd in a way that, for instance, okay, the rats are eliminated, everything is fine. But on Santa Cruz Island, the larger one next door, the pigs had to be removed. First the sheep, then the pigs, and then this causes all sorts of subsidiary problems.
Yeah. And you'd think, listening to it, that this is an object lesson or maybe a scientific lesson, but you really care about these characters. I want to read a passage. This is where you're actually talking about the time that Alma spends on Guam. And she was there studying the invasive species of the snakes that had invaded.
The brown tree snake,
right,
yes.
And then were taking over the island and really kind of ruining the local ecology. And they're battling the snakes, but in the end, this is what you say. The chances that all the snakes could be eliminated was roughly, or no, exactly zero. They were there for good. And so the native trees would continue to decline because there would never be birds sufficient to broadcast their seeds, and the spiders and insects would thrive, and in 100 years, 50, Guam would no longer be Guam. And that, to me, that kind of passion that you bring to this, you're talking about the entire world, that it's not going to be what it was.
Yes, but of course, it's too late.
Yeah,
they're already there. We're already here. 95% of all the creatures living in San Francisco Bay are invasive species, most of which got there from ships, you know,
ballast
from the ships. I don't have no solutions to these problems. I'm just examining them. And, you know, the book begins with a quote from Genesis where, God is giving us dominion over the other animals. I'm just wondering about the ethics of that. What are the ethics of removing the invasive species on this island in order to protect the native species? For instance, on Santa Cruz Island, we have a dwarf fox. And by the way, I have had the pleasure of going with the fox lady, Rachel Wollstonecroft, and climbing up in these ravines on this island, which is four times bigger than Manhattan,
and
incidentally, and unpopulated, and trapping the little foxes and measuring their teeth and so on. And these things, they're the size of a house cat. They look as if Walt Disney had created them, you know? It's amazing. But again, people went crazy because the feral pigs, which had been introduced by us in the 1850s, had to be slaughtered. They hired a,
in order for the fox to survive.
They hired a New Zealand company to come in for $7 million and shoot 5,500 pigs and leave their carcasses.
Yeah, because they couldn't bring them back to the
You can't
the
bring
land.
Them back because they might have unique diseases since they are
but the
discrete population.
The fascinating thing about your book is that you bring this all to us through the lives of these people. And the environmental activist is kind of a bit of an odious guy. He's not incredibly likable.
His name is Dave LaJoy. He wears his hair in dreadlocks even though he's 45 years old. And he's a local businessman in Santa Barbara who has made a good deal of money in the audio trade, you know.
Selling TVs.
Selling TVs and whatnot. And he really has a passionate stand. He takes a passionate stand. His basic line is, thou shalt not kill. And he's walking down one day to one of the local bars, and there along the road is a rat. And the rat's eyes are red. It's bleeding out of its nose, and it's trembling. This is a rat that's been poisoned, as we all are poisoning rats, you know, putting out this decon and so on. And he wonders about that. Where do we get the right to eliminate any creature anywhere? So he takes a stand against the pig killing on the island and tries to stop it.
You know, I wonder, did you hesitate before writing this book? Because there is so much protest and passion involved. Anytime you write anything about environment, about the environment, there's a lot of drama that goes on.
Well, my God, we do live in a free country, and I pretty much am a free agent. No one has ever said no to me, except my mother, but that was a long time ago. So I just do what I like, and what I'm doing is trying to examine both sides of the issue. And it's interesting, the initial readers of the book are taking sides, but they don't know which side to take. Some are taking the side of Dave LaJoy, even though he's extremely odious, and some are taking the side of Alma, the biologist. And from her point of view, by the way, certain animals must be sacrificed in order to preserve the others. And in the real world, this actually worked. The island fox was within a hair of extinction in the last 10 years before they discovered that what was happening was the golden eagles were eating the little cute little foxes.
Yeah, because the bald eagles had gone.
That's right. The golden eagles were there because DDT had poisoned off the bald eagles.
It's a complex environmental story, but it's a fascinating read. You won't be able to put it down. The book is called When the Killing's Done by author T.C. Boyle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Celeste.
Well, we are following the news from Libya all morning long. Here's the latest. The BBC is reporting that there is a heavy army presence outside of Tripoli, and in Tripoli there have also been reports of the use of machine guns, snipers, and military planes against protesters. Witnesses say fighter jets once again bombed portions of the city, and the main concern are reports of roving packs of mercenaries in the streets shooting at anyone who comes out to protest. We have to remind you that it's difficult to confirm these reports. The death toll now stands in the hundreds and is expected to rise. Both the United Nations Security Council and the Arab League are due to hold emergency meetings this morning. Tens of thousands of foreigners are trying to flee Libya amid reports of escalating violence there.
You can get more context, more updates, in-depth reports. It's all at our website, thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this week. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.